going through the motions of these truly messed up policies. Where do you see yourself going? Bruce Lee once said he wanted to be like water because it flows rather than crashes. Going through the motions of water sounds about right, but we have picked up a lot of silt, being liars, corrupt, two-faced, Marxist whores, that would step on your neck just to get more control over you. I could go on about all the screwed up policies here in the States, but I wanted to find out about other world powers' problems. I've spoken to a friend in the United Kingdom and asked about transportation and supply chain issues. He frankly told me that it was worse there. I pondered upon this for a while, even still thinking about it. Since there is always two sides to a story, I also looked at where the bottleneck is and I've came up with. Well, we are ungrateful for the jobs that either we did have or could have. No one is willing to work if the gov is going to pay them to sit on their asses. It goes from the top down, and a president that only works 3 to 4 days a week sets a bad example for one. A VP that is missing for most of the year also is not a good example. Cargo ships are staggered at the ports off of California and sitting there wasting away waiting their turn to offload. Then a bright light from the governor of Florida, Ron DeSantis, said in an interview with Sean Hannity, said go to Florida ports and offload in Florida and save your company some money. At least someone in a position to do something is at least trying to do something about this mess. Thank you, Ron DeSantis, for trying to fix a mess. Meanwhile, Biden is singing happy birthday to Harris and bouncing blame back to Trump. Come on, Democrats and anyone looking to the left, stop, breath and count back from 10, focus and know that these people that are in office don't give a shit about you, or us, or the history that is the United States. Think of the lowest place you have been in your life. I know it is painful, but we are all going to that place right now and most of us are already there reliving the pain. Why are so many young people overdosing at the moment from drugs just trying to escape this place called life for a night? Fentanyl, coming from Mexico via China, that is laced into every kind of drug that teens and young adults are using. Using them is killing the rich to the poor, white and black. The drug doesn't care, and nor does the people we elected into office. Weeks go by and not many people in power are lifting a finger to put a stop to it. The country that we know will be gone by the time we get a chance to elect new people, and even if we get new leadership before this term is up, it will take longer to rebuild what we had than it was to ruin it. Look, I know we spend $800 billion on defense, but damn, finish the wall and save some lives, start the pipeline again and let us get back to work, and fight COVID the correct way by herd immunity. If I die or you die or anyone dies, then it was meant to be and we will move on. Choose your battles wisely. Struggling Americans are harder to please than passive carefree Americans. If you want social change, lay out a plan and not try to fight a supply issue, critical race theory, COVID, border crisis, botched withdrawal from Afghanistan, pushing for an enormous amount for an infrastructure bill that hardly pays for infrastructure as we know it, you know, roads, bridges, rail lines, power. That isn't even half of the shit that is happening right now. Social change is coming, but I don't think that it is going to be the way that they want it. No, we will fracture at the seams and we will be battling it on the streets near you. Some people might think that sounds great, but I don't want that, and nor should you. Unless you are China or Russia, which country is worse? We are. The United States is an empty shell of a huge hulk of a powerhouse that once was great and a shiny light of freedom. It is truly sad. China has seen the weakness in the armor and will strike Taiwan within a year's time. Why else would they be flexing? Probably cause we are too worried about ourselves to look at the real enemy, all this shit that is tearing us apart. What a great opportunity for China to flex. It's like the big bad junkyard dog is busy eating a bone and licking his own ass while the cats sneak in and steal all the valuables in the whole lot. Do you know the companies that are based in Taiwan? Chances are you're reading or listening to this blog post on one or more components of their products in your device. Now think of the monopoly China will have on all of the heavy techies in the United States. Scary to think about. If you thought Trump was ruining trade because he blocked Huawei from selling in the States, wrong, he stopped it cause of what was inside the phones to begin with, video and audio sent straight to a server in China for them to dig deep into the psyche of normal Americans. But we will let TikTok offer tips to creators of content, which they will have to sign up with a bank account, which will offer them more options to pry into even more of your shit. Games on the Play Store and Apple Store are also a way into your mind. They probably know more about us than we do ourselves. Why? Because we are too worried about me, me, me. Great time for a country to flex. Russia all of a sudden chills and China threatens, whom we would be so fucked if we didn't make a stand and help, and God forbid Russia joins with China. Say bye-bye to your government checks and paycheck, we will all be fighting to survive. Think that this post is overboard? Well, hopefully, but I don't think so. When the canary dies in the mine, the miners run the fuck out. I sometimes wish that all I had to write about was how glitchy a game could be or how to install solar panels correctly, but those days seem far away and getting further away as we go with the motions of this administration. And by canary, I am talking the way we are going into the future, and when it collapses in on itself, we will be trying to run somewhere, but we will have all the heart to fight but no will to do so. I wish I could be a conspiracy theory dude, but I am evidence-based logic. I see so many similarities in the past that I am 80% sure that we will relive what we are so afraid of. Depression, world war, and weak leaders, which is already the truth, with these two-faced fucks. Depression will soon be on us, if we don't fix the economic woes. And a world war won't be too far after, as long as we keep letting other countries dictate what we should do. Bringing the world into our borders may be good to change the political demographics, but puts so much strain on the people already here that it is unstable and unfeasible. Why no one sees this, I don't know. If I die as a villain because I don't like seeing the country which I love go to shits, then I am a villain, and I could really care less what people think about me because I have made peace with that fact. You can't make everyone happy. If you are not happy to begin with, then stop trying. Be comfortable in your own skin and stupid shit has no effect on you. But important shit like this here, you better bet your last dollar comes down to it, we will fight like a motherfucker to stay free. Peace be with you. Captain Cook.